It's time now on KRLS for the River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. KRLS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union with seven convenient locations to serve you. And now with the River City Sports Review, here is KRLS Sports Director Gary Detterman.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Rastrelli's second-to-last program of our 40th season. We're going to talk basketball. We got swimming. We're going to talk a little bit of other sports as well. And Eric Schweizer is here. He's stepping aside from the Clinton Herald. We'll talk to him. We're going to start with Marty Marshall, head coach of Central DeWitt. Marty, your team's playing pretty well, wins over PV, Assumption, and, of course, a thriller against the River Kings at your place, 69-68. Didn't do the ball game, but I listened. Clinton shot pretty well at the outset.
Yeah, Clinton played really well. They had three guys that scored in 20s. I think it was like 20, 21, 22, something like that. They shot 55% from the field, both from the two and the three. So they played really well, and they're a tough team. They continue to get better. And, yeah, we're on a four-game win streak here.
What have you really seen from your team during those four games?
Toughness, resiliency. Every game has been close. We started with PV. I know that ended up being like a 10-point ball game, but that was close throughout. And they're a really good ball club. I mean, they're right now sitting fifth in the conference. And the same thing with Assumption and Northeast, both very competitive games. Both teams played hard, rebounded the ball well. And then last night, like I said, Clinton shot really well. Really what kept us in that game was our offensive rebounds, being able to get more possessions than Clinton. That's what ended up helping us there.
You don't go that relatively deep, but the people that you put on the floor, it seems like you have quite a bit of trust in them.
Yeah, I play basically seven guys. We got our big fellow in the middle, Cal Keeter, that averaged about 10. He was injured for a while, is finally back. I mean, he ended up playing like 34 minutes last night because we had to go to overtime to get it done against Clinton. But then you got Brady Meadows that takes care of the ball and gets our offense going. Hudson Kruko is our main focus, trying to get him the ball because people like to collapse on him. And then we got shooters that we put on the floor all around him. We play really well together. And that's what's really helped us be successful.
This is something we've talked about every year since you've come into the conference, is the fact that you're playing a 4A schedule. Basically, you and Assumption, the only 3A schools in the Mississippi Athletic Conference. But you've competed. You've done very well. You've kept your head above water for the most part. And then I think it benefits you when you get to the tournament.
Yeah, that's what we're really trying to play for, is just getting better every single day, every single game. And, you know, we just have to be prepared when we come into these games. We scout, we try and take away certain things, and against teams, especially when, I mean, they're pulling for more kids. You know, a lot of these teams are more athletic than us. But we try to build up the skills and then more the mental toughness of trying to play against teams. We've held our own. I mean, we're 9-7 right now. We're sitting in sole possession of fourth place right now with five games to go. Now, three of the five we have left are against the top three teams. But we'll try and have our guys ready to go and see what we can do against those teams.
You know, we talked about, you know, it prepares you for when you get into 3A in the tournament, but it probably also hurts you a little bit, because do they take a look at your record or do they take a look at who you play?
I think it's a combination of both. You know, like last year, we were 10-11 going into postseason, you know, which helps us, I mean, gets us ready. I mean, we went up to Waverly last year, very tough atmosphere, very tough game. But Waverly hadn't been in those games, so it really helped us get that game. But like you just said, I mean, they do look at your records too. I mean, that's why we were the four seed. That probably, you know, if we are playing in a 3A conference, we might have been a 1 or 2 seed just because of the record.
Aaron, you were telling me that the pairings will probably come out on the 16th, mm-hmm. as far as the tournament. You've got Davenport Central at home, then you go down to North Scott. But your last three games are going to be at home. You got a chance to make some hay there, I would think.
Yeah, actually, surprisingly, we play better on the road. I don't know why, but we do. I don't know if it's just because guys feel more comfortable on the road. I don't know. I don't get it. But, yeah, we got four of our five games are at home. We really want to try and get, before the seeding comes out, we got three games left. So we're really hoping that we can at least go 2-1, if not 3-0 in all of them. Should help our seeding. If we can win at least two, I think we could bump up to a three. If we can possibly win all three, it might jump us to a two. That's because Bettendorf will be ranked in 4A, and if we can knock them off, it should help our chances to get a higher seed.
You know, you never know where the association is going to send you. As you pointed out last year, you were up at Waverly Shell Rock. You were at Davenport Assumption. I mean, Northeast, they had to go up to Wartburg College and play a ball game.
Right.
So you never really know.
No, we don't. And I think there's certain guys that are set to each class that kind of pick out where all the seating is. And they try to do it to where, you know, the top eight teams in the state are all separated, so they have a chance to get to Des Moines. So that's why we had to go to Waverly last year. They were the top seed. I mean, I venture it might be this similar. I'm hoping for Solon closer than Waverly Shell Rock, but you know, we just never know. I mean, they might send us north, they might send us south. You never know.
Well, we're going to have one more program before the end of the regular season. I hope you can make it next Wednesday as well. And hopefully George Pickup can join you. You were telling me he's now the coach at Eastern Valley.
Yeah, so right before the season started, he calls me and says, hey, I took the Eastern Valley job. I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, their coach stepped away and they needed somebody. So he stepped up and took the job, and he's doing really well. Me and him like to still talk on the phone and talk about both our ball clubs. And yeah, I think they got 12, 13 wins. On the season, and not a whole lot of time to work with them before the season starts. So
I tell you what, I'm going to reach out, and hopefully we get George. He's been on the program before. Marty, thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union.
We know the last thing anyone has time for is car trouble. For fast and friendly service, trust the experts at Classic Body Works. With our 24-hour towing service and full collision repair, your vehicle will be fixed professionally and back on the road in no time. Remember, it's your decision where you get your vehicle repaired, so don't let your insurance company steer you wrong. Make the right choice and choose Classic Body Works. Nobody notices our work, and that's the way it should be.
Do you want the best of both worlds? Exceptional senior care and all the comforts of home? Then I've got the answer for you. Hi, I'm Cindy with Park Vista Living, here to let you know we offer independent living, assisted living, memory care, and respite care on our beautiful Comanche campus. We feature spacious units, a full activity calendar, transportation, and delicious meals. For more information or to schedule a tour, go to parkvistaliving.org. That's parkvistaliving.org.
Custom Pack says good luck to the River Kings and Queens. Custom Pack is currently hiring in all of their manufacturing facilities and is one of the world's largest blow molded parts manufacturers and a leader in advanced blow molding technology. People encounter blow molded products every day, and Custom Pack employees produce products that are used around the world. Custom Pack operates four molding facilities in Clinton and DeWitt and offers great wages, advancement opportunities, profit sharing, and a very generous benefits package. Custom Pack supports our communities and is really a great place to work.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ristrelli's River City Sports Review and stay in Clinton County, Northeast. Head coach Brandon Hansen. Brandon, of course, we talked to you a couple of weeks ago. Coach Marshall commented about that ball game at Central DeWitt. He said he thought he had it in the bag until Mr. Christensen got hot.
Yeah, you know, they were up about 12 points going into, you know, the last 2 minutes, minute 30, and, you know, our defense kind of locked in a little bit, got some steals, and Jackson came down and hit two or three threes and, you know, pulled us in within four, and then, of course, we had to start following and using timeouts and just kind of ran out of time.
I've had the opportunity to do a handful of those games. They're very spirited when Northeast and Central DeWitt play.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's almost like a rivalry, just, you know, not in conference, and yeah. You know, we're so close, and a lot of the kids actually know each other from playing AAU ball and just being so close together. And, you know, they even played over the summer and in the fall you know, I think some of our kids actually went to DeWitt in the fall and played on a Wednesday night or a Thursday night and just played a pickup game. So,
and you had to play that game on a Saturday following a game with Bellevue, another very tough school.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of going to be hard to say how we were going to come out Saturday after kind of going up to Bellevue and, you know, struggling a little bit with, you know, everything. We just didn't seem to show up there and kind of went through the motion. So it was a little hesitant to see how the team would respond on a Saturday.
Of course, Comanche having a very tough year. You got to win against them, but it might have been a little bit of a slow start for the Rebels in that one.
Yeah, I mean, our defense was kicked in, but, you know, we've struggled kind of kicking off in the first quarter with our offense, and, you know, that was the same kind of issue we had last night. We only scored 11, and you know, we just kind of are stagnant on offense until we kind of kick it in gear.
Coming up now, let's take a look. You've only got two games left on the regular season. My goodness, Friday you're going to be at Monticello, Tuesday host Anamosa. What about these two ball games?
Yeah, I mean, Friday night's going to be a good one. They've got a couple good players in the Schaaf kid and Jameson. You know, they scored 60-some points against us in the first meeting. So kind of our key is kind of hold them in check. And then, you know, if we can pull out the W there, you know, we've got, you know, as long as if Bellevue loses two games, you know, we could share the conference title. But we're just kind of shooting for second place right now and, you know, kind of hoping to secure that. And then Anamosa's kind of the same. I mean, they're down as usual, but, you know, they show up when times are needed, and, you know, they play a lot of zone. So, and we're not a very good shooting team except for one person. So
we got one more program before we wrap up our 40th season. You're going to be able to make it next Wednesday?
Yeah, I should be able to.
Okay, and then by then I would imagine you'll know where you're going to be at tournament time, I would hope.
Yeah, I would hope.
They open up on the 16th.
Yeah, I would hope come Monday that we should have a good feeling of where we're going, or the brackets should come out. So,
is there any way you can get a feeling on where the Union might be sending you? I mean, I would imagine you talk to the other coaches prior to games. And
other coaches on the staff. You know, one of the guys is Jacob Brendel, who used to coach Cascade, is kind of one of the guys that does the 2A ranking. So, you know, we kind of pick his brain a little bit, just kind of see, you know, what they're thinking. And we've kind of got a feeling that maybe we'll be about kind of where we're at and kind of going south, maybe get drawn up with Iowa City, Regina, you know, so, which, you know, we're kind of playing to see them. So, you know, we're trying to play some defense against some bigs, and because we know they've got bigs.
You know, you get to this time of the year, January can be, you know, kind of tough, but then you get to February, and I would imagine the seniors especially, they get the sense that, you know, this is going to be in pretty quick.
Yeah, you know, basketball season is the longest season, you know, I think just in the sports of, you know, high school, and just kind of keeping those kids locked in. You know, January, it's kind of, you come back from the holidays and they're not sure. And then, yeah, you just kind of have to remind the kids when February comes, you go, guys, we only have two games left, you know, and then it's postseason and it's one and done. So, you know, we got to start locking it in.
All right, well, very good in those two ball games, and we'll visit with you next Wednesday, Brandon.
Sounds good, Gary.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Shop local online at clintonprinting.com. Order from the convenience of your own home. Are you ready to celebrate? Begin with unique graduation, wedding, shower, and all party invitations from Clinton Printing. You can customize one of our templates to your style or create your own unique design. Stop in at Clinton Printing and we can help you design your invitation, or shop online at clintonprinting.com. 1402 Roosevelt Street, or call us at 242-7895.
9 out of 10 individuals who struggle with nicotine, alcohol, or other drug addictions started using these substances before turning 18. Young people who regularly receive information about the dangers of drugs and alcohol from their parents are up to 50% less likely to engage in substance use compared to those who don't receive such guidance. As a parent, you hold the greatest influence over your child's choices. Start the conversation early and keep it going. Talk. We hear you. This message is brought to you by the Gateway Impact Coalition.
It just makes sense. Today, more and more people are choosing to plan their funerals in advance. We found our families think it makes sense for three basic reasons. You can relieve an emotional burden from those you love, you can express your own wishes, and you can relieve the financial burden from those you love as well. This is Mary Ruff For more pre-planning information, contact me at the Snell Zoring Funeral Homes and Crematory in Clinton. I can help.
Welcome back to Ristrelli's on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. We're going to talk now with Jason McEwen. Jason, good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You've been with the boys. You've been with the girls program. You've done the... How many years you coach basketball at Clinton High now? You have any idea?
This is 26.
This is your 26th year.
Well, no, I take that back. 26 years I've been at Clinton High. So you got to I took a few years off when my kids were growing up so I could coach them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into golf. And then I was in girls golf. Then I got into boys golf. And then this position opened up last year later on. So
of course, you were with the boys program.
Yes.
Initially with Dave Shovelin, right?
Initially, I came as a girls coach.
Oh, okay.
For 2 years. So I was a sophomore girls coach. It would have been like Stacy Lawrence, Stacy Powers, Sarah Dieters. I had that group.
Okay.
And then the year after that was
Shannon
Nelson. Yes, Bill was in varsity. So I came through the first 2 years, and that's third year was when Teamer, DeLacy, Trott, all those guys got out. And that's when Dave Shovelin and I became the varsity coaches. And then Mike Glover, Evan Hahn. So we kind of took over after that. So
different. Boys and girls coaching.
I think a lot of people would say that the boys definitely, when you get after them, they will respond, or they can get mad, but they can get over it a lot quicker. So they're like, there's times of practices, their kids are about ready to fight, and the next day or they might even walk out of practice laughing or something. Whereas girls tend to keep things in. Like I really have to watch what I say. That's a hard thing about girls to watch, because they'll take it and they'll twist it, and not twist it, but just they. I'll say, hey, we need to take better shots. I'll never forget this when I said, we need to take better shots. And every girl in that room thought I was talking about her. You know, it was just a team thing. We just need to take better shots. And every girl was walked out of it thinking, he says I suck. I'm like, no, that's not what I said. So, like, you just...
Well, we got Mike Minchak and Ron O'Brien, a couple of girls coaches. Yeah. They were just chuckling when you were talking about that.
Well, they know. If you coach girls, you know. So...
I want to ask you this one, because I see sometimes during the timeouts it'll be just you talking to the girls rather than Kathy. Explain that.
So Kathy and I have talked, and so, like, I think that she has been great letting me have more of a voice. Last year I came in, and I didn't even have a preseason with the girls because I came in a week late. They didn't have a coach. And I think it was Sattler or Fergie came up to me and said, hey, you should coach with it, or help coach. I'm like, you guys are good. And like, no, we're shorter coach. I'm like, what? And so then I'm like, my son had played. He played the 1 year at Cornell. And so that next year when he didn't play, I was watching random games. I got NFHS, and I was just watching random games at home on my TV. And I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Because I really do like basketball. And so then when it just kind of clicked right there, I'm like, well, maybe this is the moment. And I went home to ask my wife and said, hey, what do you think? And she's like, if you want to do it, do it. And so then... I didn't have a voice the first year, and it was hard for me. Like, I didn't know what my place was. And so Kathy and I talked in the off season, and I just said, you know, I feel more comfortable. I did summer stuff, and so I got to know the kids more. And I just think it was Kathy allowed me.
Okay.
Like, some head coaches wouldn't do that. They would say, like, no, this is my team. And she's said it's our team. She's not a prideful person. She's more about what's best for the program. And I think that's where it kind of comes up. And so sometimes she thinks, maybe I'm better in that position. So, like, hey, she'll always ask me, do you have something? And, like, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. So
I would imagine the practices are somewhat of a shared responsibility as well.
It's more roles, I would say. So I actually, I always, like, last year I started doing the scouting report because I really enjoy that part of it, like, kind of gearing up for a strategy against who we're playing. And then I'm like, I also felt that practices that I'm like, I kind of want to be more involved in practices. So I started, like, becoming more involved in practices. And so I'm like, the thing I told Kathy, I'm like, if you ever get out, I probably will get out, unless it's somebody that comes in, because I don't really want to be the head coach anymore. I did it, and I'm like, it's not that fun for me. Like, I don't want to do all the emails and the fundraising and everything, you know, just all that stuff that goes with it. I love basketball. I love coaching kids, and I'm perfectly happy where I'm at, so I just don't want the other stuff.
Talk about this season for the River Queens. I mean, we got the big win at Bettendorf, mm-hmm. and then we dropped four in a row. We come back. We went down to Wharton Fieldhouse, played Sterling really tough. Yeah. We get wins over North Scott and Pleasant Valley, and then, a tough one last night at Central D. Seems like it's been a little bit of a roller coaster.
So when we started the year, We won our first three games, and what people maybe don't understand is those first three teams we played were they're in the lower end of the MAC right now. We're mid to upper, for sure. And so on some nights we're upper, and on some nights we're mid, and that's kind of what we're dealing with. Like, we'll have some games where they go really well for us because we're maybe playing a weaker opponent. And then, you know, North Scott, first time we played them, we lost in that buzzer beater, and I really thought if we could have put four quarters together, that wasn't going to be a tough game for us. And we struggled, I believe, in the first quarter, maybe even the third quarter. But our second and fourth quarter against North Scott was pretty good, but we put ourselves in a hole. And so we've been struggling with consistency really all year long, putting four quarters together. We played North Scott up there. We played four quarters, and we beat them, you know, by 19. You know, PB, we played well for three quarters, but the second quarter got us. And then so we were in a battle there. So, like, we just got to be able to put four quarters together. And we've been talking about getting, you know, not letting the other team get runs of 10 or 12. I'm like, because that gets us in a hole, and we just got to be able to know if we're not scoring, we got to get some stops. And, you know, we got to hand it to a second half last night, but competed for the first half fairly well. So
you've got to score, no doubt, in Jay Liana mm-hmm. guy. But Allie Haskell, she had the shot that defeated Pleasant
yeah.
Valley.
Yeah.
And, you know, Corinne Sattler, last year, her offensive game came around toward the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Talk about the chemistry on this team.
You know, we knew we were going to have everybody back. And then when we knew we were going to have everybody back, everybody's like, okay, we're going to be much better. And then Lily Schneeberger's had to take the year off, and so we're going to add Lily. And then all of a sudden we said, Jay Liana's coming back. And so we're like, oh, my gosh. And so I think the image that everybody had of Clinton basketball, like, got really up high. Like, everybody's like, oh, my gosh. And so, like, they don't understand that, like, it still takes – we're at throwing a group of girls together. We're through put Lily Schneeberger, Olivia Schneeberger and Jay Liana in there, and we're trying to get these girls that they didn't get a chance to really play in the summer very much. And so when we started the season, that was when we started learning how to play with each other. And we're still, there's signs where you watch, I'm like, oh, they're not really playing well together. And so North Scott was a good game for us. PB was a good game for us. And we're still just trying to figure out, you know, you don't have to do everything, you know. Sattler she'd been having to do everything for 3 years, mm-hmm. you know, because they just weren't that good offensively. And so then she's understanding now, like, okay, I don't have to do everything, but she still does her part. She does your rebounds. She does everything else, but doesn't have to be the main scorer all the time because we've got some other ones. So
getting toward the end of the season, all the games are going to be at home with
yes,
West
perfect.
Muscatine
yeah.
and Davenport Assumption. Any idea where you might be going tournament time?
So Jeff Linder, who I think he's worth a gig, is he for the Gazette, I think, he puts out his mock pairings, and it puts us with a home game. It actually puts us with a bye and then a home game, which that hasn't happened for a long time for Clinton basketball. It didn't happen when I was coaching the first time through. We were always playing that first night. Sometimes it was home, but then we'd usually have to go somewhere else. So if he's right, we kind of like where we're at. We do have to, if we have to go through DeWitt again, but we're just hoping for the third time you play somebody that works in our favor.
I don't think he's listening.
Yeah, probably not.
So you've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been, like I said, Kathy's been great, and just let me be a part of it. Because I'm not a very good assistant because you feel like you need to say something. Sometimes I jump in, and she doesn't really get mad about it. She's like, she never says, it's my turn to talk. She kind of just lets me talk. I think the girls sometimes, like, he talks too much, but it is what it is at this point.
Well, I appreciate you coming and visiting
yeah,
with us here.
For sure.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
We'll see you Friday at the York Gym.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, our sports brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. If you're in the market for a new car, it's time to let First Gateway Credit Union put you behind the wheel of your next vehicle. They offer competitive rates and flexible terms. New and used vehicle rates start as low as 5.35% fixed APR. Call 563-243-4121. Visit firstgateway.org or stop by one of their 7 convenient locations. Savings federal insured by NCUA. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available, subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply.
Find a smart, direct path to the life you want. Whether you're starting fresh or starting over, Eastern Iowa Community Colleges is where it begins. Here, your passion isn't just encouraged. It's developed into real-world skills. Because when the moment comes to change your future, you don't wait. You act. With campuses across Eastern Iowa and programs that move with you, we turn potential into purpose. Eastern Iowa Community Colleges. Next is now.
Your appliance headquarters in downtown Clinton is Zirkelbaugh Home Appliances, 225 Fifth Avenue South. They have a store filled with blemished refrigerators at amazing prices. Zirkelbaugh's features the name brand you know and trust, like Frigidaire, KitchenAid, Amana, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Plus, D-Line ranges and LG TVs. Be sure to ask about financing as you make your decision. With every sale, backed by service. Zirkelbaugh Home Appliances, 225 Fifth Avenue South. And you can always visit zirkelbaugh.com. Well, a surprise guest, Chris Evans, head coach of the Prince of Peace Girls, stopped by to visit with us this season. I know you haven't picked up a win yet this year, Coach, but I've looked at the scores, and you've been competitive in some of these ball games.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of growth from the beginning of the season to where we are now. Is it where we'd like it to be? Not quite. I feel like we're just a little bit behind where we should be, but the potential and opportunities are starting to show itself where we're being a lot more consistent in our play, which is helping out a lot more and understanding the game.
Numbers has always been an issue for the Irish. How are things looking on that front?
Yeah, so we've got our largest numbers that we've had for quite some time, which allows us to get a JV games out there as well, because then it just gives the girls as freshmen and sophomores the ability to play against like-minded, same-age girls. You know, in the past, you know, when we didn't have the numbers, you know, you had freshmen playing against 18-year-olds in varsity level, so there was always a huge mental aspect that came into play, where now they get to play against, you know, similar size, ability, and strength, and they really get to improve on their skills, what they've been doing in practice.
You've been coaching your daughter. You've got another daughter coming up who will be in the high school level next year. What's it been like coaching them?
I love it. Obviously, sometimes they don't want to listen to dad because, you know, it's dad. But they're doing a better job of separating between dad and coach. And I think it's coming along. They're starting to understand it.
If anybody has seen Chris Evans, they know exactly how tall he is. And your daughter, you're telling me, is 6'4".
Correct.
And yeah. I would imagine her aspiration is going to be collegiate.
Yeah. You know, she's got some options. She's also heavily involved in club volleyball as well. So, you know, whether it's like this time of year, she's going between high school basketball and then club volleyball. And so she's not really resting. And neither is mom and dad, so that we're always on the move. But, yeah, she's got some potential, whatever she chooses to do.
You know, it seems like the last few years, volleyball has kind of overtaken basketball for the girls.
Correct.
As a sport that they really enjoy.
Yeah, I think, obviously, with taller girls especially, there's less wear and tear on the body, and obviously less conditioning compared to basketball. So that, in its own, probably helps a lot. One thing that I've noticed in the last couple of years of watching girls' state tournament is in the bigger schools, they have a lot less taller girls because they're all playing volleyball, where in the 1A and 2A, it's not uncommon to have girls 6'3", 6'4", because they're required to play everything because of numbers, where in 5A, 4A, they have the ability to choose if they want to do basketball or volleyball.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And again, thanks for stopping by. Tournament, of course, will be coming up. Any idea what would you like to see out of the tournament? I would imagine that first win comes tournament time.
Yeah, I mean, we play on Friday. We go to North Cedar, which is a winnable game for us, and then we play Northeast on Monday to finish out the season for us, regular season. And then probably Thursday, I believe we'll probably go to Cal-Wheat. And with the way we competed against them last week, I feel like our girls could feel pretty confident in maybe sneaking one out on their home court, and who knows what can happen after that.
All right. Appreciate the time. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Appreciate it, Gary. Thank you.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Citizens First Bank digital banking lets you transfer funds, pay bills, and even lock your debit card with a tap. Safe, simple, and it's right there in the palm of your hand. Life moves fast. So should your banking. Citizens First Bank puts your money in motion with mobile check deposit, bill pay, and instant alerts. Digital banking as it should be at gocfb.bank. Citizens First Bank. Member FDIC.
Winkle, Parker, and Foster, their firm provides outstanding service to their clients because of their dedication to the three underlying principles of professionalism, responsiveness, and quality. At Winkle, Parker, and Foster of Clinton, they provide financial planning, tax services for business and individuals, accounting services, and QuickBooks services. Winkle, Parker, and Foster, certified public accountants and consultants. They are located at 1301 19th Avenue Northwest, just off the Mill Creek Parkway in Clinton.
Doesn't it feel like the older we get, the quicker time goes by? Packing lunches for our kids turns into seeing them off to college or moving out on their own and watching their lives journey. An empty nest provides us time to reflect and plan. Hi, I'm Tina Lemke, owner of Lemke Funeral Homes. I would be honored to meet with you and discuss your end-of-life wishes. A pre-planned funeral eliminates the financial burden on your family and ensures your final wishes are carried out in a professional and dignified manner. Contact Lemke Funeral Homes, 242-26.
I really appreciate Sean Hartman stopping by and visiting with us. He is the head coach of both the River Kings and Queens bowling teams, who have been phenomenally successful in the sport over the past few years. And the girls, my goodness, they dominated the regional state qualifier, and you're sending three individuals to state.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's exciting. It was a good day. It was a fun day. So I know some of the girls were disappointed. We have some other potential that could have went, but they just pins weren't falling for them that day. So
you did get to host that state qualifying meet. How much of an advantage is that?
Well, it is an advantage. I mean, we're used to the lanes, used to the oil pattern, but I think some other teams came in and some other individuals came in. They actually bowled really well on it too. So, I mean, while it's an advantage, I think others who are good quality can come in and bowl well as well. So
I mean, you guys won by a wide margin. So, I mean, were the girls just on that day?
Yeah, they were on there, picking up spares, getting some good pin action, good pin carrying and the strikes when we need it, and stringing them together. So.
You bring up a good point about the getting their spares. Nothing worse than an open frame.
No, I would say that's what wins in bowling is covering your spares. Keep a clean game, you're going to win. The strikes will come as long as you can cover your spares.
Talk about the three girls who have qualified individually, Lainey Steinis, Emily Whitehead, and Kiara?
Kiara.
Kiara Kruger.
Yes.
Talk about those girls.
Kiara just came in command. She's a very cool, calm, collected bowler, and she's actually has the highest average for the team this year. Emily is got third last year in state, so hoping to see big things from her again. And then Lainey, she was our alternate last year. She was able to bowl during the team event, but she has really come up this year with her bowling and average. So.
You were telling me you can bowl six, and then you got the seventh as a reserve.
Yep.
So how do you get that top seven? Because I would imagine there's more than seven girls who try out for bowl.
There are. You look at their averages and how they their marks that they get throughout the year. So you keep those statistics and see who's going to most likely give you the best scores when doing the Baker tournament. So
is it going to be in Waterloo again?
It is. It's been Waterloo ever since I started coaching.
Yeah, and if you tell me Tuesday's team, Wednesday is individual.
Yes.
So will you go up Monday evening then? Or?
Yeah, we're going to go up Monday evening. We'll practice Monday night. We don't bowl till Tuesday afternoon, but that way the girls can get in town, relax, not have to rush, and give us some time on some practice the night before.
So you do get the opportunity to bowl on those lanes?
Not those lanes.
Okay, I was wondering about
no.
that. Okay.
In years past, we did.
Okay.
But when they split it up, an individual was at Maple and the team was at Waterloo. Since it's all at Waterloo now, they don't have the availability for the lanes.
Okay.
So we go practice at Maple just to get some time and some practice covering spares.
There you go, exactly. Talk about the other four girls that are going to be going with you.
Madison Hartman.
You know her, do you?
I do, yeah. My daughter. Tucker Seacrest. And then...
Grace Hake
and Kira Palmer. Oh. So they will be coming with two of them sophomores and two more juniors.
How many are veterans of a state tournament?
All of them but one.
All but one. That's pretty, yep. That's got to be a benefit.
Yeah, they kind of know what to expect, and they kind of know the format. And they bowled on the lanes before. I don't know if the oil pattern is different than what we had last year, but it should be very similar and similar aesthetics that they've seen before.
Okay, let's wrap it up here with the boys. You've got the MAC tomorrow. I believe that's at North Scott, the Leisure Lane.
Yeah, North Scott Leisure Lanes is
okay.
Correct.
So what do you think?
We're rebuilding this year, we will do our best, but we'd have to bowl really well to outperform some of these people, some of their bowlers, teams that are there. Van Dorf is bowling really well. Davenport North is bowling well. North Scott is bowling very well as well.
And you're going to be hosting like the girls. The boys are going to have the opportunity to host as well.
That is correct. And on the 16th of February, we'll host it again 10 o'clock in the morning and do 15 games of Baker and then three individual games, and it'll be an all-day event.
Talk about, you know, some of the teams that are there. You got Conference North and West and North Scott, but Burlington used to be in the conference. Central DeWitt, they're still in the conference. But Keokuk and Mount Pleasant.
Keokuk we see all the time. We went to Keokuk and bowled them, and Mount Pleasant, we haven't really bowled them very much, even at the state competition.
They have separated the girls and the boys this year as opposed to last year when I think you went to the Minnesota border and then the Missouri border last year,
correct.
Right?
Yep. And that I like. That's nice. It's added time, but it does help to separate it so I can focus on one team at a time.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. Best of luck to the River Queens at state, and good luck with the Kings getting to state.
Thank you.
All right. Back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. Set yourself up for a successful 2026 with a certificate of deposit at First Gateway Credit Union. Open a 6-month CD and earn 3.50% APY, or a 12-month CD and earn 3.60% APY. Stop in one of their 7 locations in Command, Clinton, DeWitt, Fulton, Morrison, Sterling, or Prophetstown for more details. APY is annual percentage yield. Limited time offer. Rate subject to change without notice. $1,000 minimum deposit required. Other rates and terms available. Early withdrawal penalties apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, Clinton. Winter is here. At Tandem Tire, we've been keeping drivers safe for over 40 years. And this season, we've got you covered. From snow tires and tire rotations, battery checks, brake inspections, and full-service oil changes, we'll make sure your vehicle is winter-ready. Plus, take advantage of special manufacturer rebates on select tires going on right now. Stop in today at Tandem Tire. Call us or book online. And drive into winter with confidence. At Tandem Tire, we know tires, we know service, and most importantly, we know you.
Welcome back to Rizzelli. We're going to talk now with Mike Menchaca, head coach of the girls over there at Fulton. Mike, it's been a while, and you guys have been busy.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy. It seems like we play 4 games a week anymore. I mean, you know, there's not a whole lot of practice time this time of year, but we've had a good stretch. We started off a little bit rocky, and then we really hit our stride and have been playing good basketball.
And you tell me you've been dealing with injury, and I would imagine illness as well.
Yeah, it seemed like that's kind of been everywhere. You know, arguably one of our best defensive players has been lately been banged up with a rolled ankle, and she's been kind of, you know, not as intense as we'd like her to be. She also missed a game against Erie Prophetstown with health, and so we let a few games get by us that if we played again, I think we're in good shape there, but we're fighting through that. This time of year, it's all about, you know, getting kids mentally ready to go and down for the long stretch.
I know with what you've had to put up with the last couple of years, and you're sitting at 17-8. That's got to be exciting.
Yeah, it's, you know, we look back, you know, we try not to look too far ahead, but turns out it's the best in 34 years, I think, turns out for Fulton girls, and they deserve it. I mean, our three seniors, we have three, but the two have been with us for 4 years, and one just joined us. And when they started their career with us, we had vacated a season, and I kept thinking, why would they even come back? And, you know,
well, talk about those girls, because you've already had your senior night.
Yeah, I mean, Haley Smithers has been, we've been, Haley and Belle Curley both, Mariah Mitchell joined us this year, but those two especially, you know, they never quit, they never gave up when the things were looking the worst. And quite honestly, I didn't know why would they come back. We were getting beat by 50 and 60, and couldn't field a team, and we just kept preaching, stick with it, it'll pay off. And now they're So they're on the wrong side of history their freshman year, and now they're on the right side of history, you know, leading the team to the most wins in 33 years. So
what kind of senior leadership are you getting from those two?
Both of them, they know what expectations are. They're really kind of the voice out there. They calm kids down. They're not yellers. I mean, those two are not yellers. They're going to look at you, and they're going to talk to you on the side, and I think that is equally important because I am a yeller. You don't need three of them out there, but those two have done a really good job keeping the group. We got a young group. I mean, yeah. I was just telling coaches out here, I love talking hoops, but I forget that most of our kids can't even drive yet. So, you know, you got to think about who's going to lead them. It can't just be me from the sideline. So they're doing a good job of extending that.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, you're 17-8. You're only going to lose those two seniors who have been with you for the 4 years.
Right.
You tell me you're a young team. Are there good numbers in the middle school level? I mean, are you going to continue to build this program?
Yeah, we are finally back to, you know, original plans, I guess, if you could draw them up. You know, you want 8 or 9 kids coming in at a minimum, and we have that at eighth grade level. 2, 3, 4 of those girls have actually played all summer long with us as well. AAU ball, so we've got commitment from that young group. And there's a couple of kids on that eighth grade team coming in that could arguably play with us at the varsity level. So our JV, our freshmen this year aren't quite ready. Next year will be a little bit tough stretch for them, but numbers are good. We're finally coming around to it. But as you know, these small schools, it's hard to find numbers. So I think we're on the right side now.
And I got to commend you because you've been doing this for some time at Fulton.
So year 13 or 14.
Losing,
you know, I always laugh at, you know, how long. I never thought I'd coach girls this long, but you keep working with those kids, and you just, like I said, the two seniors, you know, you want to see it through. I mean, they stuck out. They stuck out through the hard times. And then, you know, you just kind of work on it. And we've had ups and downs. We've had some good years, bad years. Now it's finally turned the tide where we're starting to get buy-in from kids. And you, as you know, being around sports, you got to have everybody's best effort, but you got to have people behind you coming in supporting you as well. In our community, we've had packed gyms. We've had packed standing room only type gyms there. So it's been really fun to see, and the girls deserve it.
And you're going to be hosting, you were telling me, some regional action.
Yeah, we're going to be hosting this year. We're looking like we could be in the mix for a 4 seed. We're not quite there for a 3 seed. Newman Central is a top 5 school in the state. And so we're probably going to be a 5th seed more than likely. You know, we're going to have some work to do. But, yeah, we'll be at home. And,
so you're talking, what, 16 schools in the region?
Right. Yeah, okay. Subsectionals. And so we'll more than likely, you know, we'll probably run into like a Bureau Valley, who we beat early on in the year, but they're a tough squad. They shoot the ball really well. So we're going to be familiar with some of these opponents, I hope. Hope we can go around. But it's going to be a different time. It feels like it's the right time, though, because after the success we've had, we brought people in. Now we're hosting a regional. It's only gonna arrows pointing up there for us for sure.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. You told me you're gonna give me the information. When
I will.
I will. And now we're gonna wrap up this season next Wednesday. If you don't have a game,
I would. We do not play Wednesday. We'll be prepping for our last push. So I would love to be here.
No problem. I'll send you an email, and we'll see talk to you next week. Thank you. Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Did you know if you throw a TV, computer, or other electronic item in the trash, you could be harming your environment? E-waste, or electronic equipment that is no longer wanted or needed, contains hazardous materials. E-waste accounts for large amounts of lead and heavy metals found in landfills. Don't pitch it. Recycle it. Bring it to the Clinton County Area Solid Waste Agency and dispose of it properly. A small fee is charged for some items, and others are disposed of for free. Call 243-4749 or go to ccaswa.com for more information.
I cannot tell a lie.
That's right, Abe. It's no lie. You'll find great savings during the President's Day sale at Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center. Save on GE appliances, Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses, Speed Queen washers and dryers, and the largest selection of recliners and lift chairs in the area. Shop the President's Day sale at Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center in Clinton and Sterling. With better prices and better service than the big box stores, you can't go wrong.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks.
Turn it on!
Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Call 563-242-5432 to see Tim Hartsock, James Nye, and Jess Hartsock at Corvenz Insurance.
Welcome back to Rizzelli's. Well, I really appreciate Ronald Bryan stopping by. You guys had a team dinner tonight. How'd that go, Coach?
We generally have a team dinner every week. And Mike Hofer, Park Farms, my assistant coach, we ate ribs and chicken out at his shop out there. So it was a good time.
I guess so. This team, you're undefeated in the conference. Have you sewn up the conference title yet? I know there's the teams behind you got three losses.
There's three. We have four games left, so we haven't officially sewed it up quite yet.
But did you expect this season?
I figured we'd compete for a conference championship. I didn't know, you never know. But with five seniors, we had a pretty good chance, and we were pretty optimistic. But it's so competitive at the top that we thought, you never know what's going to be game to game. So far, so good.
Last year, of course, everybody knew about Lauren Walker. But there were players behind her, and in particular, Ava Putman. And she has now come forward as a leader.
She really has. She's a big-time leader. Her game just skyrocketed this year. Leadership. She's developed an all-around game of her intensity, her game speed. She can shoot. She can take it inside. She's just figured out how to play the game. We always talk about just be a basketball player, and she's become a basketball player.
She's averaging 19 points, 5 rebounds, and to me, it seems like she's one of those girls that's consistent every game out.
Every game. That's what we asked her to do, and that's what Lauren did last year, and Ava didn't. She sat back and just kind of waited for the ball and looked to score, and we talked about that being that complete player, and she does it on the defensive end, she does it on the offensive end, and she's really, I think, the biggest jump and contributor to what our success is just her getting to the boards and rebounding.
And they had a nice, Channel 8 did a nice feature on her and her younger sister, Emma.
Yeah.
Talk about having those sisters on the team.
Yeah, it's a funny dynamic. Emma was a freshman last year, and she kind of was stuck on the JV team, and she's the one that's really taken off, too, as well. She's going to be a really good player, probably following her sister's footsteps. And it's a funny dynamic because they're sisters and they love each other, but they're so competitive and we joke about it because they come to an 8 a.m. Saturday practice and they drive separate. And one's coming in after the other, and we're like, well, what do you ride together? And it's just the way they are. Well, she wasn't up and I left. I'm going to practice.
You talk about the seniors, but Emma's a sophomore.
Yeah.
Audie Folsang.
Yeah.
As a sophomore, and I see where St. Clair's doing some good things for you now, another sophomore.
And Lena Prony hit the game-winning shot.
Yes.
She's a sophomore against PV. So we've got five seniors that I think I count up were 37-5 over the last 2 years, something like that. So they've had a lot of success. And they've all have their roles on the team, and just as important this year to our success and our rotation is those four sophomores. So we're really excited. We're losing a really big, important part of this with a senior group, but we've got a pretty solid group coming back next year for two more years.
And it seems like you tell me this is your fourth year. You've had success every season. You're building a program. Talk about the community of DeWitt and, their commitment to sports.
It's wonderful. I drive out there from Davenport every day, and just to see that it's different. My kids went to Davenport schools. I coach at Davenport schools. There's three schools in town. It's just a different dynamic out there. Everything's about DeWitt, and there's such a good commitment by the community, by the booster clubs, great support, school support. Feeder programs are active and busy and hectic like everyone else's is. So there's a great vibe out there.
Last night was your senior night because you're going to close with three games on the road, Coach, maybe the toughest two, the last two, North Scott and Bettendorf. You had to play at the Pit.
Yep.
And,
always a tough game.
And Bettendorf, they got that outstanding individual.
Yeah. So, it's a good work practice last night to face a really good Clinton team. Kathy Marks does such a good job, and Jay Liana. And we're probably going to tackle Bettendorf the same way we did with Jay Liana last night and focus on them. Hopefully take them out of that game a little bit. And we have a little bit of revenge. We beat Bettendorf this first game this year, and We went down last year, last game of the season, at home with Bettendorf, and they knocked one off on us. So, you know, we're going to use that as motivation to finish the season this year against them.
And finally, thank you so much for your time. Before we let you go, tournaments, of course, are just coming up. You were a state qualifier a year ago. I know you would love to get back to Des Moines and win a ball game in Des Moines.
Yeah.
What chances are for this group?
I think it's good chances, you know. We're just going to play game to game like we talk about, and hopefully we can get the state. And I think we'll see in another week or two when who we play, but I think that's our goal, like win another game.
And I would imagine having some of the girls that were there last year who are still playing an important role, such an advantage if they do get back to Des Moines.
Yeah, it was a little shell-shocked. Lauren Walker was the only one that had been in that game 4 years ago, three years ago prior to that. So now we've got five girls that have been there. Been on that stage. It showed last year. They were a little nervous in that first half. We had to rally. Lost a tight game on that last second shot. We played much better second half once the nerves got calmed down. So hopefully that experience helps.
Hope to see you down the tournament trail, Coach. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Every home has a story. The first key, the first night, the place where life happens. When you're ready to buy, build, or refinance, you deserve a lender who understands what home really means. At Clinton National Bank, our local real estate lenders take the time to listen, explain, and help you move forward with confidence. Because this isn't just a loan, it's your home. Visit us online at www.clintonnational.com or stop by one of our locations today. We're an equal housing lender.
See RHA Service of Clinton for an energy-efficient train system that delivers cooling, heating, and beyond. So when your head hits the pillow, no matter the season, the conditions in your home will be perfect, and you won't have to worry about high energy costs. Your train dealer, RHA Service, knows that your cooling and heating bills shouldn't prevent a good night's sleep, no matter the season. Count on RHA Service, 524 3rd Avenue South, Clinton. Phone them at 242-4563. It's hard to stop a train.
Porter's Convenience Store on Clinton's Lincoln Way, where they feature top-quality Phillips 66 Pro-Clean gasoline. Get more for your money with Phillips 66 fuel. Start your day with their signature coffee and a breakfast item. Porter's is featuring their soup of the day to go along with their famous Porter Burger. All your snacks, beverage, and fishing bait, it is Porter's Convenience Store, 1512 Lincoln Way, Clinton. See them for Phillips 66 Pro-Clean gasoline and K1 kerosene. Well, we are going to wrap up this program with Eric Schweizer, who is going to be stepping aside as the sports editor for the Clinton Herald. Have you put anything out there on that yet, Eric? Has it been in the paper?
It's actually going out tomorrow.
Okay. I got a scoop here.
Just wrote the story this morning, just letting people know that I'm, you know, a little thank you note.
Well, I appreciate you letting me know.
Yeah. I've known for about 3.5 or so weeks. I let the Herald know like the day after I got the offer that I was stepping down. But just wanted to wait. You know, sometimes with those new positions, you don't fill something out quick enough, you know, especially with a bigger company like Progressive, which I'll be going to. They might withdraw your thing. So I didn't want to, like, announce I was leaving and then something happens where I'm actually staying.
Okay, so you just told our listeners that it is not going to be in the paper business any longer.
No.
You're now going to be in insurance. Talk about that decision.
Yeah, so, you know, coming to Clinton, Iowa to be a sports editor was great for the hours that the Clinton Herald provides. I work, you know, like noon to 8, noon to 10, noon to whenever I need to work, pretty much. But, yeah, I'm just ready for some more normal hours. Paper's a tough business as well if you're looking to make some financial advances. So I think it was just ready for a new position, a new challenge, and just away from the industry because sports are very competitive as well.
So you've been here 4 years, so you've had the opportunity to see some of these freshmen now as seniors, and you do such a great job of covering not only Clinton but the entire area. And I would imagine you've made so many contacts. Is it going to be tough to leave?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. You know, I have a lot of parents that I've made contacts with as well. You know, Bill Sattler helping me out. Those are some of the names where you make contacts like that, and then you get the scoop on games that you don't get to be at because they're at games. So, yeah, it's going to be tough to leave, but, you know, this, like we've talked about, I'd love to do more of a freelance side of things when it comes to reporting and stuff like that. I think this is something I could do as a hobby more than my everyday job.
So you think you might have that opportunity with your new position at Progressive to maybe do a little of that on the side?
Yeah, I mean, you know, sports, they start later in the night, especially volleyball and boys basketball. They start later, so you get 7 o'clock start. You can just go out and take some photos. I've really grown to love the photo side, so I'm hoping to pick myself up a personal camera, submit some of my stuff to, you know, some of the smaller schools in the Cedar Rapids area, and just see if maybe, or sorry, some of the smaller newspapers around there, and see if anybody needs a correspondent help. That's what Roy Dabner does for me, and he is a lifesaver.
So you're going out to the Cedar Rapids area, which is a part of the Mississippi Valley and other conferences, but very competitive out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was out there Monday. Our granddaughter is at Linmar. I was watching Linmar, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. They play physical basketball out there.
I know, and I, you know, that is one of the conferences that I haven't gotten a chance to see a lot of because they don't play a ton over this way. It's still an hour and a half drive, but yeah, I'd love to see some of that competitive basketball. I'm also hoping to get down there soon enough to see some of those playoff games. Just go as a fan. It's been a long time since I've gone to a high school basketball.
Yeah, what's that going to be like? I mean, just to, when you leave the field or the stadium or the gym, you don't have to do anything.
I think the weirdest part's actually going to be having to pay to go to a game. I've gotten in free at so many games just because I, you know, work at the paper. It's going to be weird to go up and, like, pay to get in.
4 years. The Chappies certainly put a lot of work in that. What are some of the other highlights? Have you thought about some of what your highlights are going to be or have been?
Yeah, so my highlights, definitely, I feel like within the last 2 years, we've just had some incredible sports around here. You know, all of my, we've had at least, we've had five state champions, or I've had five state champions that I've gotten to cover, and they've all been in the last 2 years. Clinton Bowling, Comanche Girls back-to-back, and then Eastern Valley Girls back-to-back, as well as some individual, you know, track also happening a year ago in the spring. So, like, those are some of my favorite moments I've gotten to cover. The state tournament in basketball, that was a moment I'll never forget, especially that girls game. That girls game was awesome, even though they lost. That was something, being in the Wells Fargo Arena.
You're talking about Central DeWitt?
Central DeWitt,
yeah, right.
Sorry. Should have mentioned Central DeWitt girls game. They both were the only two basketball teams I've gotten to cover at state, Central DeWitt boys and girls last year. But just within the last 2 years, it's been really awesome to see, like, the step that some of these programs have taken. And you want to talk about steps, the Clinton girls basketball has been so fun to watch because Clinton has struggled a little bit while I've been here. Until last year, you know, the boys hadn't won a game while I've been here. I was at the Bellevue Prince of Peace game last year. You were covering it on the radio, and Prince of Peace was losing pretty good. So I decided to head down the road to Clinton, show up. Clinton's up 20, and it's just electric. Probably one of my favorite moments, just seeing them win a basketball game, seeing everybody in the community support them for having to go through, you know, 66 straight losses.
And before we let you go, the Chappies, you put so much work into that. Talk about putting together something like that and then getting the athletes in at the middle school.
Yeah, so actually that was something they started before me.
Right.
I think it was the second year when I showed up. That was the second year. First sort of award show in person. That was the first one that summer that I took over. My goal was to simplify the magazine. We didn't need the big long paragraphs. We wanted to make it more picture focused, make it more athlete focused, and it's a lot less work when you don't have to write all that stuff. So, and the font was just too small. But yeah, getting all those athletes together, and I feel like the turnout's been better every year. It gets more and more kids.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what it's about. It is an awkward, you know, summer's just awkward to do it, but we have to do it because it's right in between the school year. If you don't do it at the end of summer, you're missing a whole season of baseball and softball here in Iowa. But that's probably the most proud I've been, is just doing those chappies.
Well, I do want to let our listeners know that they may be hearing you a call of River King football, depending upon how my grandson Grayson, if he makes the varsity level as a sophomore, he's got a shot at it, but certainly as a junior or senior. And you said you'd be willing to do that.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to come back, call some games. I love doing that this past fall, getting to call the River King home games and, you know, even calling away a game, because I know that Fulton picked up an extra home game over there across the river. So if there's, a road game that I could do as well, I'd love to get the opportunity to do it. Radio is a lot of fun, and not having to write a story right after I finish it would be a lot easier as well.
You know, that's what I've always enjoyed, because, you know, I would get done doing the broadcast, my work was done, and then I go to these poor newspaper guys, their work has just started.
Yeah, it just begins.
Well, best of luck to you. Keep in touch with us, and I'll certainly let you know the progress of Grayson Berg.
Awesome. Thank you so
all
much.
Right. We'll be back to wrap things up right after this.
Personalized. At Pape Funeral Home of Clinton, they know that families are choosing personalized funerals. They will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. With Pape Funeral Home, the ceremony can be anything you wish. Perhaps a focus on their career or hobbies. Simple or elaborate. Traditional or unique. Make it a reflection of your loved one's personality and a celebration of their life. Pape Funeral Home, 2308 Pershing Boulevard, Clinton. Phone 242-3344. At Nelson Corps, giving back matters. Each month, they spotlight a local nonprofit through their Charity of the Month program, supporting organizations that strengthen our communities. The Charity of the Month in February is the Women's Club of Clinton. Nelson Corps has offices in Clinton and Davenport. Visit their website at nelsoncorps.com. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Nelson Corps Wealth Management are not affiliated.
Hi, it's Sarah at Classic Body Works, Clinton's go-to full-service auto body shop. We've been family-owned and operated for 40 years. Our state-of-the-art facility and certified technicians can repair all makes and models. From potholes to parking lot mishaps, we don't only restore your vehicle, but we also restore your peace of mind. Stop in today for a free collision estimate or call to schedule a wheel alignment or oil change, 563-243-2688. Again, that's 563-243-2688.
Well, thank you for joining us here this evening from Rastrelli's interesting program on the River City Sports Review. Going to miss Eric Schweitzer. He's done such a fabulous job in his 4 years at the Clinton Herald. Enjoyed visiting with the girls' basketball coaches. Ron O'Brien, what a job he has done out at Central DeWitt. And Mike Machaca, 17-8 record for the Fulton Lady Steamers. And, of course, great to have Sean Hartman in. His bowlers have done very well. The girls have qualified for state as a team. Three individuals have qualified for state. They'll compete as a team Tuesday in Waterloo. The individuals will compete on Wednesday. Tomorrow, the boys, again, are going to be at the conference event. And then on the 16th, they will be hosting a regional, a state qualifier at the Plaza Bowl. Well, we're going to get you to Dan Patrick. And then at 9 o'clock, it's the Iowa Hawkeye pregame as they are playing at Washington. Tomorrow evening, we've got the Iowa women. They host Minnesota. Pregame for that will be 5:30. Friday, I'll be at the York Gym covering the River Queens. It'll be senior night as they play host to Davenport West. And, of course, on Sunday, we'll get things started with Iowa Hawkeye basketball. They'll be hosting Northwestern. And then Super Bowl 60 will be heard on KROS New England and Seattle. Looking ahead to next week, Tuesday, at the York Gym, it'll be a girl-boy doubleheader when the River Kings and Queens play host to Muscatine. And then a week from today, I'm back here at Rastrelli's as we'll wrap up the fall and winter section of our River City Sports Review, our 40th season. And then we will be back the Monday before the state track and field championships in Des Moines to talk to the area coaches as well as some of the athletes who will be competing in classes 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A, girls and boys. I always love going out to the state track meet. Well, Well, thanks to Mike Ristrelli and his staff. Again, what a great job they do of hosting the program. KROS Sports, produced by Paul Dymkowski. Gary Detterman thanking you for listening. Good evening, everyone.
And that is tonight's KROS River City Sports Review Show, live from Ristrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. Join us next week as KROS Sports Director Gary Dunnerman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union, with 7 convenient locations to serve you. The River City Sports Review has been a KROS Sports Review.